with Dougie. Waking up with Dougie. Waking up with Dougie. Waking up with Dougie. Waking up with Dougie. From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm recording live here in Oklahoma City at the Holiday Inn Express near the airport. Sounds pretty good. We don't hear airplanes, of course. But I am by myself, and just to be an entertainer, we want to make sure that we bring you guys our podcast for this week while I'm out of town. Been out since November 30th in Colorado, now in Oklahoma, where I'll be in Tulsa this week at the Looney Bin Comedy Club all week from Wednesday through Saturday with Brenda Vestal, and of course, next week I'm going to be in the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City. Also, some great news. I was you know, it's great when you wake up in the morning, right, and you have some, you know, good things happen. But I want to thank my good buddy Joey Medina, because we just booked the Laugh Factory in Reno, Nevada, December 26th through December 31st, which is a tough one, because when I got it, you know, I'm excited. You know, you get that email and say, hey, I'm like, oh God, let's do this. You know what I mean? This is great. I want to get into the Laugh Factory. It's a fantastic club. You know, it's a comic's dream when you get into a new room, right? But then I'm like, oh my God, I've been away like 3 weeks, the whole 18 days, you know, over 2.5 weeks. I've been gone from home, you know, in December. And, you know, I got to talk to the wife, of course. Don't want to, you know. Want to make sure I have a home to come home to. And so I'm excited, but then I'm like, okay, I call the wife. And she's great. Like, God bless my wife. She's the greatest woman in the world. She's like, look, she knows this is what I want. She's supportive of what I do. And shit, she says, okay, great. But then I start thinking, well, God, I'm flying. How am I going to get a flight? You know? And I look at how much I'm going to get paid versus a flight, and I'm like, oh, so everything's starting to crumble. You know, you start thinking, oh, this is great. Then the world starts stepping on you, and you're like, God dang it, this isn't the way I wanted it. And then you start using your head. See, some people freak out, and they go, this isn't going to work, and they get pissed off and aggravated. But no, I started thinking, okay, first of all, I have a friend that works for an airline. I can probably get a buddy pass. But that didn't work out, because I don't want to leave on Christmas Day. So, and then I said, you know what? I have points on my American Express card. I got like 200-something thousand points. I'm like, this is when you're supposed to use the points. And it all started coming together, and I'm getting excited. And then, all right, you know, and they're freaking great. And then I get on the phone with American Express. Let's do it. Get a great flight. Can leave at like 6 in the morning on the day after Christmas. I get there at around 11:30 in Reno. It's the best thing in the world. So, but God bless my wife, because, you know, I'm going to be gone pretty much all of December, which is a good thing again, because we didn't have to worry about Christmas decorations. Because we talked about this yesterday. I love Christmas and everything in the holidays, but the Christmas decorations can be a pain in the ass. So, but it's lovely. You know, I wish I had Christmas decorations all year round in my room, lights and stuff. So that's pretty exciting news. And again, I called my wife and she was great. She's like, you know, this is fantastic. And, you know, you could tell, I mean, it's going to be rough, you know, when you're not with your loved one on New Year's Eve, you know, and I feel bad, you know, but then I start thinking, I'm going to be in Reno on New Year's Eve, doing comedy, 2 shows a night, every day. Oh, I just fucking love what I do. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, God's been good to me, this year, especially. So I want to thank my wife again for her support. And, you know, if you guys see my wife, those of you know her, you know, give her a nod, say, hey, you're a great woman. You're really good to that man of yours. You know what I mean? Also, by the way, you'll notice I shaved. Looking good, and no hair gel, but I still got my hair, for God's sakes. Thank God. Could you imagine if I was fat and bald? Then I'd be really upset. But I do have my hair, which is a good thing. And so that's a good thing. What do I want to talk about today? I don't know. You know, I have a lot. There's a few things we're going to talk about, by the way. And one of the things that's one of our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody out in California with all those fires. I mean, my God, whether it's the new tax bill. One of the biggest things about this new tax bill is that if you live in New York or California and you pay a lot of state taxes, the new mandate is you won't be able to write off your state taxes on your federal taxes. So if you pay a certain amount of money in your federal and your state taxes, you used to be able to write those off against your federal taxes, right? Which kind of sounds so. Those people that live in those states now won't be able to do it. So Florida, get ready for this influx of people. All these New Yorkers are going to come down to people from Jersey, all these high tax state tax places. But I mean, look at the shit that's going on. I mean, between earthquakes and fires, I mean, you know, we had drought. There's been drought. Who the hell lives in California? You know, as a comic, people say, hey, well, you have to come to L.A. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking L.A. It's horrible. I mean, if I'm going to go anywhere in comedy, I'm going to go live in New York. You know, I have friends there, people I know. But God, when you move to New York, everything's so tight and small. You know, it's like, maybe I have a house. I'm used to living in a house. I'm going to live in an apartment. You're going to live in a fucking apartment? It's like a broom closet? But New York, the city's great too, because it's a whole different world. Just amazing though, and then I come back home, it's like I feel, oh, you know, all the space. So again, let's hear really thoughts out for the people out that live in California. Also, I just read in the news today that California, the state, is getting sued because too many of their young children can't read. That's right. Let's hear it for the education system in California. There was talk about South Florida. But so California is being sued because too many kids just still can't read. So. You know, in California, things they know, you know, they're all smart. Nah, they're the, you know, but just thought we'd talk about that. So our thoughts and prayers to everybody out there, and hopefully, and it's really tough, those fires, because they're in the mountains and stuff. It's not like you can bring a fire truck up there. You know, there's a bunch of fire hydrants, you know, so they got a tough deal out there, and hopefully these people get through this. And they had, it was just a month or so ago where everybody in Northern kind of wine country. I'm concerned about the wine. I wonder how much wine, you know, we're going to have. A bottle of wine's going to cost $100, like a shitty bottle of J. Lohr or something. Or, you know, Robert Mondavi. I'm going to pay $150 for a bottle of Robert Mondavi now because of fire. That wouldn't be too cool, just saying. I watched something today. Now, listen, everybody who knows me, I'm a Republican first and foremost. And I did vote for Trump, and I don't care if you find that offensive or whatever. You can call me whatever you want with that. If you call me a name, then you're just a douchebag, because everybody has the right to listen. Between our choices, if anybody could have said, why didn't you vote for Clinton? I mean, really. This was interesting. The news that recently happened with this guy, Brian Ross from ABC News. Last week on Friday, the NBC News, ABC News, sorry, reported that in the investigation with Flynn, that supposedly Flynn or Trump had asked Flynn, who was indicted and pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, it's a very minor offense, that Trump told him to get in touch with Russia. And everybody went fucking, oh my God, see what we're talking about? Which turns out to be a bullshit story. And, you know, this guy got suspended. He's gone. Whatever. And, you know, the stock market dropped 350 points at that moment during the day, which pissed me off because I wish I was on my computer right then, because if I was, I would have bought the shit. If you were trading as stocks and that market dropped 350 points on Friday as it did, and we knew that was a bullshit story. That's a reactionary move. You know what I mean? That's like when your wife comes home and catches you with a woman and it turns out it's your, you know, it's your priest. I don't know. I'm just pick, you know, I wouldn't be home alone. But you know what I'm saying. Your wife comes home and finds you with somebody. Turns out it's her friend. You know, she freaks out. Any rate, so everybody freaked out. The market dropped 350 points. People lost money. All because of this fucking idiot. Whether he did it purposely or not, that's the question. That's the question. You know, do you guys out there on Facebook Live, do you guys think that the media is just pushing to bury this guy? I mean, you would think he does so many silly things at times. He's like a bull in a china shop that he says a lot of stuff anyway that gets him in trouble. Like, why would you have to dig up crap on this guy? You know what I mean? To like expose him on something. You know, it's ridiculous. The guy's gonna say shit anyway. You know, it's gonna get him in trouble. So, anyway, so this guy Brian Ross goes out and says that you know, Trump told him to contact them and let's do some collusion. Let's get some collusion done. Let's collude. We want to collude. But which is a bullshit story. The View. With those cackling hens on there. And I thought it was interesting because, first of all, Whoopi Goldberg's on that show, right? And Whoopi is just, you know, although let me give credit to Whoopi for a second. Whoopi had made a comment the other day, which is on the news, that, you know, in regards to the sexual harassment. Oh, no, it was regarding a man hit a woman. They showed a video of a man hitting a woman, which is not right. No man should ever hit a woman, understand? If you're a guy and you hit a woman, you're either a rapper or a drug addict or gay. I don't know. Not that gay guys hit women, but I don't know, whatever that means. So, you know, so this there and the View they showed this guy hitting a woman, and of course all the women on there are like, that's horrible, and you know, whatever. That, but Whoopi came out, and God bless her, this is one of the few things she said recently that I can agree with. But she said that if a woman actually hits a man, that she should expect or not be surprised in a sense if the man turns around and punches her back. Right? You know, and again, I would never in my entire life have ever hit a woman, okay? But I also understand that I'm not going to freak out because of my own belief system when I hear somebody say something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and react, oh my God. You know, but the point was that Whoopi was making was, if a woman is going to hit a man, then she should not be surprised if the man comes back and hits her. You know, it's almost like, you know, I've seen women hit men and get really brutal with them because they know the man wouldn't hit her back. And, you know, I've had women punching on me and stuff and mad and stuff, and you take it. You know, if you can't take a punch from a woman, then you're a wuss. You understand? And listen, I don't condone it. If I'm standing there and a guy punches a woman, I'm going to knock him the fuck out. But the point is, women, you know, everybody keep your hands to your fucking self. Ricky Cole, or rich assholes and grab women by the pussy. Well, if you had money, Ricky, maybe then you would, you know, grab somebody by the pussy. Men of power, talk in power. So, you know, and everybody's boasting. If you haven't learned by now that he uses words, Trump just says shit like that, or more grandiose type expressions, then you're just reactionary to the media. If you don't know who the guy is, the guy was a billionaire real estate mogul, and you don't expect him to speak like that? Who are you, Ricky? Are you going to tell me you've never said, oh, look at that ass, look at that chick's tits? Shut up, you fucking hypocrite. Come on. Oh, that was so stupid. Of course it's not presidential or anything, but what guy hasn't sat there with somebody and, like they call, locker room talk? You know? The real thing, though, is, did the guy, you know, does the guy have people, you know, whatever. I don't listen. Fuck it. Whatever. Like I said, I don't give a shit. He's president of the United States. What do I care? I want this country to do well. That's all I care about. I want everybody to have a job. I want infrastructure. I want education. I don't want to have to pay $1,200 a month for my goddamn health insurance. Okay? That's what I care about. I don't care if a complete buffoon does it, as long as shit gets done. That's all I fucking care about. I don't care if the person who saves the world has a pink beard and fucking has, you know, a polka dot shirt. What do I care? As long as it's something gets done. Everybody's so in tune about that. You don't like, don't give a fuck. Who do you like? What politician? Oh, that's a good, yeah. Yeah, before this last two elections, nobody liked any of the politicians. They're all schmucks. For the last 10, 15 years, we've had elections. Every choice we've had sucked. And all of a sudden, now we're going to be like, oh, you know, you should be happy you have Trump. We deserve him. Ricky says, won't have health insurance. We're going to have a country. All right, to keep your doom. I don't understand what you said. Won't have health insurance. We're going to have a country. I don't even understand what that means. But are you trying to say that the world's going to end because of Trump? Then hold your breath. By the way, I just collected some debts to some of my liberal friends who said that Trump was going to be impeached in the first year. So I just collected about $550 because of people on that bet, and I'm doubling it down for the next year too. So it's not going to happen. So. Whatever. I don't know. I got a good time to your nonsense, Rick. But, so at any rate, so I watched this episode when on The View they were talking about the situation that occurred on Friday with the stock market dropping 350 when the ABC News reported that supposedly Trump had told Flynn to contact them, and everybody freaked out and everybody went crazy. And it was great because I guess there's a girl named Meghan McCain on The View. And, you know, she's not a big Trump fan either. I guess she's Republican and stuff. But, you know, she said, look, her basic point was she feels the media is biased and that this person was slanted against him. And they said, hey, this is a great, we're going to bury this guy. It was almost like when that girl, who's the one on MSNBC where she says, I got Trump's tax returns. Look, he paid $350,000 in taxes. She looked like a schlep. You know? So this guy goes on news ready to strike down Trump, and he gets fired because he's got fake news. The big story was Joey Behar said it's not fake news. Fake news is when you purposely do something. No, fake news is when you report something and don't check your sources and you put it out too early because you want to get the big scoop. And you eat a big bag of dicks because you just reported something. There is some recourse here because the market dropped 350 points on this news. Okay? That's how you can't do that. So there's responsibility. And Joey Behar, who looks like a jilted lover, is sitting there just, you know, me and this girl, Meghan McCain, says, look, I'm a patriot. I don't want any of my presidents to do rat. Just like me. Well, I didn't vote for Obama, but when he was president, let's go with it. What are you going to do? You know, we got whatever shit that doesn't go with me. I'm not the world. I'm not this country. There are people that don't think the way I do and feel the way I do. We don't have the same ideologies. So this is the way, this is it. You got to go. This is, you not everything, you can't wake up. This is a country where everybody wakes up thinking, I want what I want, and I'm going to get it. No, that's not the way it fucking works. Because there's rich, there's poor, there's the middle, there's all that kind of shit. Right? And it's amazing to me that when people say things like, well, you know, we don't want this money going to this and that, and we don't want to do these things unfairly, you know, but at the same time, we want everybody to get stuff. I want everybody to get stuff, but I don't have to pay for it. Luke Ashlock, what's up, my friend? Says, finally, someone who has not afraid to use Louis C.K.'s term, a bag of dicks. That's a good expression, by the way, a big bag of dicks. Ricky Cole, listen, we all are in this shit together. We like dominoes. We all go on the happens. Domino in the White House is going to fuck us all. He's not going to fuck you, dude. He's not going to fuck you. The guy didn't go through all this trouble to become president just to fuck everybody. Just because you don't like the guy, that's fine. But if you have money in the stock market, you got to be happy. Over 3.3 of the GDP, gross domestic product, has been rising ever since it's been happening. We're on a greater trend economically, but if the liberals are up to liberals, they think the world's fucking ending. The world fears us. Everybody in the G20 now are participating more and adding more money to the United Nations. This is stuff that you don't see in your little ethnocentric world, my friend. But if you go outside the world, you'll find out that the rest of the world, even though they make fun of him, they still respect this country more than when that last fucking puppet was in here. The well-spoken Obama who got nothing done. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. If you cross it, oh, I'm going to draw another line. Well, whatever. I'm a big pussy. I'm happy. Things are fine. Economies are doing good. Everything's going good. People don't, you know, if you want to watch the TV and just follow the liberal news medias, go ahead. The world's not ending, my friend. If you're scared of North Korea, okay, if you're actually scared of North Korea, then you're a big pussy because they're not going to do shit, all right? They're just bargaining for what they're trying to get. They're not going to do anything. Yeah. Listen, people, if you go out in the world and find out that people have hated America for a long time. And now that this guy's elected, that's just one reason to hate him. And that's fine. You know, if I play for one team, I'm going to hate that other coach. Then I hate the other coach because he's a great coach, going to coach his team. That's the way you're looking at things in a whole different perspective. You're like a lemming following a track. You're paying attention too much to that shit. And you're being bought in. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, my friend. The worst president. Jimmy Carter was the worst president. Obama was second. At least in my terms. Any rate. But I thought it was good. If you got a chance, guys, go online and look at that YouTube of Meghan McCain and her battle with Joey Behar. Okay? Because Meghan McCain puts Joey Behar in her spot. Because she says, look, whatever my ideological belief is, I can't wish bad upon the president. I'm cutting my nose despite my face. But this loon, this unfunny witch bag, Joey Behar, is on there going, I don't care. I just want him to fuck it, you know. I want him to because of what? You know? Sounds like to me you are in denial of the truth. Admit you fucked up. You know the voters know. No, nobody fucked up, Ricky. 401k is up 22% this year. GDP is up over 3.5%. Domestic product, everything's fine. People that are actually living and participating in the world are fine. It's the welfare check people and the people that expect handouts and the people that in the last Obama administration where everybody want, give me, right? I don't want to earn anything. I just want to get it because I deserve it. That shit's gone. It's over with. You understand? In this country, you got to earn shit. You don't become something because something hands to you. You got to bust your ass. And that's the problem with this country. That's why jobs go overseas, because nobody wants to fucking work. Nobody wants to do anything. I expect to get. I want a job with a desk and answer a phone and a fucking tie. Oh, yeah? What do you know how to do? Well, I don't know. I know how to use a calculator. Wake up, my friend. Don't tell me that. I don't know. You know, would you rather have Clinton? And by the way, if you guys actually think this investigation is going to stop with the Republicans, wait and see. Just wait and see, because everything happening, you're going to find out there's a lot of other people that are going to get tugged in on this whole shit storm that's occurred in our government. And for anybody to say that one politician is one way and one the other, then you're an idiot. And you're a dumbass. Bumbags. They all do what they can to get what they need, and they try to push. That's it. So don't come off and high and mighty like you know shit. And that's why Trump won, because there's too many pompous assholes that don't get shit done, that are critics that make comments from the bleachers that never got on the field and took a hit. Too many people out there that never did shit or critiquing from the outside like they've done something. Unless you've had a gun to your head, you don't know what it's like to fear, and you don't know what it's like to battle. So Stick to that, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, my friend. So fake news. So you got to watch this, everybody. You got to watch that. It's a fantastic video. But Meghan, I love this woman. She was so strong, and she just said, look, I'm a patriot. I'm not gonna talk bad about my country. I'm not going to wish bad on my country. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wish well. And, you know, sometimes I can't get what I want. Sometimes you have to go. Like me. Listen, I'm at the point with this health insurance. This is the way it is. I'm paying it. I'm going to pay it. I'm not going to bitch about it. Well, you know what happens when you bitch about stuff? Nobody likes you because you're a pain in the ass. You're not fun to be around because you're bitching all the time. You know, I hear people talk about fuck my life. I had a miserable, I grew up here and I didn't have money. You know, my wife grew up in Cambodia where the Khmer Army could have taken her away at any point. Her mother raised her. They lived a hard life compared to anybody in the fucking barrios or the bad fucking in Harlem's or the streets of anywhere. It was a fucking cakewalk. And this country complains, I didn't have Nikes. I didn't have Nike shoes. I had to wear the other shoes we bought. So what? You had fucking shoes. There's people that don't have fucking shoes. People complaining all the time. God, I don't get what I want. Well, what did you do to get it? What did you sacrifice to get shit? Nothing. This is an interesting case that the Supreme Court is now looking at. If you guys remember the story about I think it was in Colorado, of the bakery that would not, let me see, Mark Piccaroni, Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena, great reference. Yeah, it is. There's a case in the Supreme Court now, if you guys remember, of the baker that wouldn't cater to a gay wedding. And so their question is baking a cake like freedom of speech? How do you guys feel about that? If somebody's religious, now keep in mind, this is the preface of this conversation. If somebody was religious, and I know there's a lot of people nowadays that aren't religious and have no faith, and people of faith are being condemned all over the world. But I'm a man of faith. I was raised Roman Catholic. I don't go to church anymore, but I pray and I believe in a higher God and I believe in the golden rule. Right? So I have these things. Of course, when you learn that, you learn there's certain things that are taboo and they're not right. But I'm not going to judge others if they do that. Everybody makes their own decisions. You understand? If you want to make a decision, you know what I mean? If I'm at a comedy club and one comic goes up and says, listen, they gave me 5 minutes. I'm going to do 8. Fuck it. I'm going to do 8. Guess what? Hey, do whatever you want, buddy. I'm not going to tell you. Do what you want. But then when you don't come fucking back, that's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has the right to make their own decisions if you want to be, if you're born, get great, then that's it. I'm not going to, people are people. I treat people great. That's the way you should. But if I'm a baker and I have strong religious beliefs that I think homosexuality is not appropriate or something, I don't feel that I would have to cater to people, that person. You know, I mean, in the big picture, of course. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that amazes with me with that. Is there only one baker in Colorado? You know what I mean? Is there only one? Like, if I went somewhere and they said, you know, I don't like chubby guys that look Italian, I'm going to say, okay, go to the other fucking baker. What am I going to do? I'm going to cause a fight? Well, that's not fair. I should be able to eat cookies. You should be able to make me a fucking cookie. Why would I get into that argument? Because I'm going to try to change somebody's way? Because I'm going to make a fucking point? There are people that feel the way they feel. I'm not going to change the way people feel. And that's another thing that the fucking past administration was. We have to make people change the way they feel about stuff. No. Time will change things. You can't force somebody to change their feelings on something. When I was in middle school, when I was growing up as a boy, I always liked blondes. That's right. Every girl I went, I like the blonde. I'm going to chase the blonde. I didn't treat brunettes fairly. Right? But I chased the blondes. Why? Because that's what I thought. I watched TV. I watched, It wasn't until I had a few bad experiences with blondes that I realized, hey, brunettes are pretty hot. And they're smarter sometimes. And again, I'm not saying, don't get all my blondes calling me now. Like, we're not dumb. Just saying. Things happen. Things like stereotypes and things like that, either they go away because they don't exist or they're perpetuated because things continue. And people have the right to believe things because they do. If someone in the KKK feels that way about racism, am I going to sit there and try to change that fucker's mind? No, I don't give a fuck. The world will do it. If things are right, things will go right, and from right comes prosperity. If things are bad, it goes down to a dark hole, and the people involved usually get drugged down and die, or they fall apart, or they wither away, or they commit suicide, or they become miserable cocksuckers posting stuff on Facebook about how I'm wrong for who I voted for. Things always happen. We have to, you know, I'm always amazed with this political correctness. You know, you should say it this way. No, maybe that person shouldn't be such a fucking pussy. Maybe that person shouldn't be so, so unstable. If I have to watch everything I say and how I say it, that just means that those people out there are feeble and they're weak-minded and they're just easily, you know, you're not going to go around dropping the N-word and fag. You don't do that. But here's the thing. If people do that, if an individual acts that way and treats other people that way, guess what? They don't have friends. They don't have people that they won't have a lot of friends. They'll become insignificant. So sometimes it's like the markets. It's just like the stock market. A company that makes money, a company that does what it does, it'll only be around if it does the, you understand? Comics, anybody, professional athletes, people that get ahead because they kiss ass or they do certain things. But if you don't have the talent, if you don't have it, if you don't have the character, if you don't have the decency, if you don't have all the moral aspects that makes you successful, you'll not. No matter how many people you fool, no matter how much bullshit you put through people, the only way that you're going to stay consistent in life and be successful is if your continuity of your character, your consistency, and trueness. And people like you. So when Knucklehead says, oh, you're wrong for doing this, guess what? I got friends that think completely different about the way I feel about my ideology, but guess what? I never call them names. It took you 10 seconds to start calling names. Butternut. See, I called you Butternut. Did you like that? Where'd you think I got that name from? Butternut. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here by myself in the Holiday Inn Express in Oklahoma City. If you're in Tulsa this week, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Tulsa. I'm going to be there tomorrow night through Saturday, and I'm coming back here to Oklahoma next week to the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City. And when I come back from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, I'll be back with Straight from the Headlines. That's right, stories from around the world, and we're going to make fun of them. We'll be right back for that.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where it's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Plenty of news, right? And people are screwed up. Like our first story, two doctors fired after dead baby wakes up on the way to the funeral home. Hey, you hear some crying? I think it's coming out of the casket. Right? Where'd this guy get his medical license? Here's a story. Two doctors fired after a dead baby wakes up on the way to the funeral. A hospital in India fired two physicians and promised an investigation after a baby who was declared dead woke up in a bag while the family was driving to the funeral. The case has sparked outrage across the country. Police are involved, and the New Delhi health minister has threatened to cancel the hospital's license. It's time to make the donuts. Max Healthcare in New Delhi issued a statement saying the unfortunate incident, occurred Thursday following a premature delivery of twins after a five-month pregnancy. The second child was stillborn, and the first was declared dead a short time later.
I'm not dead.
The babies were placed in plastic bags, and the family was driving to the crematorium when they saw movement. After the one couple shit himself, they opened up the bag to find the child alive.
Alive!
The baby was placed on life support, and the hospital said, "We are shaken and concerned at this rare incident." Oh, this never happens. Guys, you know, you've said that before. The hospital said, "We are in constant touch with the parents and providing all the needed support." Now, would you guys feel comfortable keeping your baby in that hospital? I'd get that baby out of that hospital. Adding to the controversy, the child's father, identified by Delhi TV as Asish, said physicians told him Wednesday that his wife, Varsha, needed an operation for bleeding. Anish said the physicians demanded extra money to improve the chances of keeping the baby and the mother alive. Is this a hospital or is this a car dealership? You know, for extra money, you can get some leather seats. This is India, mind you. But the healthcare is cheap. The Delhi police said they were collecting hospital records for the mother and treatment records for the newborn babies. Video from the hospital also was being reviewed. The hospital, with more than 300 beds, is one of the 14 in the Max Health locations across India. It is dubbed a super specialty hospital on the company's website. Super special. Time to make the donuts. Max Healthcare said the firings represented a strict, they were fired, the doctors, strict action, but should not be viewed as finding a fault against the physicians. Yeah, because we don't want to be sued. Baby's not dead. The baby's alive. Is that moving? Did you guys hear something crying? What was that noise? Couldn't be the baby. See what I'm saying? So here you have a doctor. Doctors screw up. Politicians screw up. People screw up. It's the same people that criticize everybody else that are against bullying. And people don't get the hypocrisy that all when all you do is critique other people, all you're doing is doing a more modern-day bullying. Speaking of bullying, everybody remembers, if you're in Florida, you remember the drunk bitch that was at a University of Miami football game that hit a police officer, and the police officer bitch-slapped her. It was interesting because, you know, the cops, everybody's like, oh, that, yeah, but cop haters are like, see, that's wrong, he hit a chick. I'm like, the chick hit him. Listen, I don't give a fuck. I respect police because what they do is, you know, I would never want to be a cop and all the dedication and shit you got to do. And you don't know if you're going to come home or not because some asshole drunk, some meth head puts a bullet in your fucking head. You got to respect the police. They deal with all kinds of shit. So if they flip up every once in a while, I mean, no innocent person should ever be killed. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that if a cop, you know, if a cop loses his mind instead of like he smacks somebody, good for them. You guys remember this story? The woman who backhanded a police officer across the face at a University of Miami football game could have charges against her drop on the condition that she write a letter of apology to the officer who punched her as part of the pretrial intervention program. Charges of disorderly conduct and battery on a law enforcement officer against Bridget Freitas, who's 30 years old, would be dropped if she writes the Miami-Dade police officer Douglas Ross a letter of apology and completes 50 hours of community service. At a Monday morning court hearing, Freitas was also told she had to work. She had to fork over $100 to cover the cost of prosecution. The officer, an 18-year veteran in the Warrants Bureau, was cleared last week of any wrongdoing, despite a cell phone video of the incident showing him throwing a hard right across the woman as she was being carried away from the crowd by four police officers. If you guys remember that video, it's interesting how people thought. What's up, Craig? What's up, Zach Attack? That's right. My wife is a cop. That's right, dude. Right? I mean, think of the stress you guys deal with, right? And again, this is another media thing, because the media wants to put when somebody fucks up. But you don't see the media all the time, like, showing the cop, like, shooting somebody from, you know, from killing someone else, all kinds of stuff. You know, I train cops. I work with cops, you know. Just like any industry, everybody has bad apples in it. The only difference is when an accountant is a bad apple, you know, you get audited or you end up paying more taxes. When a cop's bad, somebody gets killed. Yeah. And again, I set the record straight. If somebody's doing something bad and something bad happens to him, I don't really give a fuck. Right? Okay, the guy was doing something. He was doing something wrong. He was breaking the law, but he got killed by something that happened. Well, he didn't deserve to be killed. Well, guess what? If he wasn't doing what the fuck he was doing, he wouldn't have got killed. All right? If I'm going to worry about somebody who was doing something, like an innocent person, like people that got victims of a storm or these fires, you know, people that, you know, they weren't just got hurt for some reason. I'm not going to feel bad for some asshole who's out there breaking the law. Then he's mouthing off to a cop, and the cop, you know, they get into a fight, and the cop brings out a weapon and shoots him. Go fuck it. I don't give a fuck. We have too many people in this world as it is. And if you're a screw-up and you're doing bad things, go fuck yourself. I don't care. For all the people that live day by day, working hard and keep they're honest people and they're good people, every time I see somebody do something wrong and they get fucked up, that's why I don't sympathize. Because it seems like for some people it's just easier to do bad things. Seems like the world's that way. Like it's almost impossible. Like to be good in this world, you know. Because how many times have you flipped out? Like, I'm gonna fucking kill somebody, but you don't because you're a nice person. You don't have that in you. You know. I'm just saying. So we all, you got. If you haven't seen that video, you're crazy. But you have to see the video of the UM girl who gets punched by the cops. The department's internal affairs officer never opened an investigation into Ross' actions because no one, including Freitas, filed a complaint. Even the girl didn't file a complaint, but I still have a lot of my liberal friends like, oh, the cop's an asshole. He beat her up. He punched her. First of all, it was an open hand punch. It wasn't a right hook. Like that, if he would have really right hooked her, she would have been knocked out. It was an open hand bitch slap, okay? So stop worrying about these people. She was a drunk loon. Did I get mugged? I don't know, Ben, where you're coming in. I've had a gun to my head on two different occasions. I've had to shoot at people myself in security situations when I worked in the detailed security business. So I've been in that life-death situation. But I've never been, been attacked. But I haven't been mugged, like walking down the street and somebody jumps me. Here's our story. Facebook is banning women from calling men scum. See again. Are guys really that offended if a woman called? Oh, she called me scum. I want her banned. I mean, this is the type of policing and stuff. Again, I'm a guy. Guys out there, if a woman called you a scum, I mean, it's one thing if somebody's on social media bad-mouthing you and just, you know. Facebook is banning women from calling men scum. Women had accounts banned from Facebook from responding to male trolls with sentences like men are trash. It classifies white men as protected groups. When comic Marcia Belksy sarcastically replied to a friend's Facebook post back in October, she never anticipated being banned from the platform for 30 days. What is she going to do now? But that's exactly what happened. Belksy was shocked at the severity of the punishment, considering her relatively innocuous comment, and immediately spoke to her fellow female friends about the ordeal. Now, let's look at this situation. She gets banned from Facebook for 30 days because she's called a man. But here's the big thing. She's getting outraged. Like, I'm off Facebook off. Go do something else. Get on Instagram. Go on Twitter. What the fuck? Like, I can't believe I'm gonna get all my friends together. They kicked me off Facebook. See, this is the ignorance of our society now. We've put so much power into this stupid Facebook thing and this social media thing. Like, it's almost like I need water, air, and Facebook. No, you don't. Facebook stock, by the way, bounced back today after several days of falling. Technology rotation. I'm sorry, I'm in my financial planning mode. Yeah, he just missed it. What's up, Brian Mahoney? In the wake of the Me Too movement, countless women have taken to Facebook to express their frustration and disappointment with men and have been promptly shut down or silenced, banned from the platform for periods. Good! Good! If somebody's an asshole, point them out. But don't, now these other, all men are assholes. No, just the ones you're with, you dumb bitch. Oh my God, I called her a bitch. I'm an asshole. People are so, it's like, you know what I mean? Women have posted things as bland as men ain't shit, all men are ugly, and even all men are allegedly ugly, and had their posts removed. They've been blocked out of their accounts for suggesting that since all men are ugly, country music star Blake Shelton is now the winning the sexiest. You had that guy win that. I mean, he's tall, you know. I mean, I'm not a girl, but he's a good-looking guy, you know. And you know what? The people that said he's not, fuck that. He's a good-looking guy. Give him a break. Blake, everybody's busting poor Blake Shelton. He's not the sexiest. Man, he's probably not the sexiest, but oh my God. Who cares? Who's the sexiest man alive? I mean, if you took a list of all the sexiest men, who is that? Like Brad Pitt, Clooney, right? Tom Selleck. If you go back all those years, and then you have Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton looks like a guy you find in Home Depot. But good, he won the award. Give him a break. I don't know. I can care less if somebody got banned from Facebook. Just saying. You know, you get banned for Facebook, do something else. By the way, I got a lot of comic friends that are saying, look, I'm just getting off Facebook. I'm going to be on my fan page. I'm no more Facebook. I've had enough of Facebook. Human ignorance has never been more evident than social media. Here's a story right here in Florida. A possum in Florida gets drunk after breaking into a liquor store. Isn't that great? What a great story. You got to see the picture of the possum. He's wasted. He got so wasted he banged a fat possum on his way home. Hey, you're fat shaming. It's an old saying, for God's sakes. A Florida possum has recovered after having one too many sips of bourbon while celebrating Thanksgiving. Employees at Cash Liquor Store in Fort Walton Beach went back to work the day after Thanksgiving and discovered a strange sight, a possum, next to a broken and empty bottle of bourbon. Owner Cashmore told the news that this was the first time he's experienced an opossum break-in. She came in from the outside and was up in the rafters, and when she came through, this knocked a bottle of liquor on the shelf. When she got down on the floor, she drank the whole damn bottle. Well, I'd be fucked up, too, if I drank a whole bottle of liquor or bourbon. Now the poor possum, his wife kicked him out of the house, and he's trying to collect welfare. Michelle Pettis, a technician at the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge, said the female possum was brought in by police officers, appeared pale and disoriented, and was salivating excessively. A worker there found a possum up on the shelf next to the cracked open bottle of liquor with nothing in it. Pettis told the newspaper, assuming the possum drank it all, and brought it to her, and we looked over, and she definitely wasn't fully acting normal. Kind of reminds me of when my dog ate half a joint. He was like wobbling around and, you know, little pee-pee coming out of his weenie. He couldn't hold it. The staff pumped the marsupial with fluids to flush the alcohol in her system. She sobered up in a few days and was released on Thursday unharmed. Good for the possum. I wonder if they had charged it, made her pay for the bottle of bourbon. Right? Hey, how come I can't move my goddamn screen? I can't see what you guys are writing, so apologize. Let's see. There's the next story. Shock as Amazon delivery woman defecates on customer's front yard while dropping off a package. No pun intended. I mean, when you got a good job, like, I'm still amazed. Like, they have videos of those people, like delivering the package and throwing it and shit. Like, then when Florida had, like, a UPS delivery driver was just taking the packages and throwing them onto the front porch. See, that's somebody that's going to get fired. They're going to sue. They didn't fire. You know what I mean? Oh, I was a good worker. When Nimi Bautista arrived to his Sacramento home on Tuesday, he found what appeared to be dog poop off the bottom of his driveway. When he looked at the footage on his security camera, however, he found a dissatisfying surprise. Bautista told the news on Friday that instead of a puppy relieving itself, he watched a woman who was delivering a package for Amazon driving a U-Haul doing the deed. He said he was shocked by what he saw and immediately contacted Amazon and filed a complaint. A company representative was shocked and thoroughly apologized and said that the delivery woman worked for a third-party contractor Amazon had hired to make those deliveries. Who the hell delivers a package and says, oh, I can't hold it, I'm going to shit on the yard? And by the way, there is a video of this. So Google Amazon driver shitting on the yard. Bautista said, I wanted Amazon to come clean. Supervisor for the driver arrived at Bautista's home about 5 hours later, unprepared to deal with the package. He didn't have any gloves, nothing, Bautista said. He grabbed a plastic bag to scoop it up. I told him he couldn't put it on my trash. Yeah, take the shit with you. I'm going to charge you a shipping and shitting and handling. I'm going to charge you shitting and handling. The man asked Bautista if he could leave it. Besides, the Amazon has apologized, of course, and offered him a gift card. The company told the driver he has been dealt with and unsure what that meant. Probably got him diapers. This is a third party. Anyone can be a driver, he told Fox News. It's a lack of professionalism. Yeah, who the hell shits in somebody's yard? To put salt on the wound, we had another driver the next day that tossed the package. He tossed it instead of walking up the driveway, adding that it landed on top of the rose bed. It was a fragile porcelain figurine. Well, I don't think this is going to affect Amazon's business, by the way. I think they're going to be fine. Did she wipe herself with the package? Yeah. Hey, I'm going to put that package down. Wipe my ass. I know. I mean, it just people have no, you know what I'm saying? I'm a delivery driver. I've been holding it. I've been in that situation before. I'm driving on the road. I'm like, oh, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to see if I can get home because I don't want to go in a bathroom public restroom. I'm going to hold it. Then you got to go. What are you going to do? You know, if I'm in the neighborhood, I'm not going to just go in somebody's front yard. You know, I'm going to try to find like an alleyway or something. I don't know. Don't hold it, okay? Just don't hold your shit. Shitting in my yard. Can you imagine walking outside and catching somebody shitting on your yard? What would you do? Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Well, I guess I shouldn't ask. You know? Could you shoot somebody for shitting on your yard? Probably not. Shooting versus shitting, it's not the same. Danny says, don't they realize everyone... I know. People don't know this. You don't know people have fucking cameras that ring doorbell? You know,
I'm Shaq. I'm Shaquille O'Neal. And I use Ring doorbell.
Throwing stones would be a good thing to do. I would just get the hose out, actually. That's probably the best thing. That's probably the best thing to do. If an Amazon delivery driver is shitting on your yard, just break out the hose and treat him like a gorilla. Or you're a zookeeper, right? Because that's what happens, right? If animals are shitting in the wrong place, the zookeeper breaks out the hose and goes, hey, go shit over there. It's just, doesn't stuff like this like make you go, wow, you know? And think about the embarrassment. Like, can you imagine this person like, oh, Caesar, your last job here, you were fired because you shit on somebody's yard. Yeah, we think we'd like you to hire you here at Publix. Here's a story. Donkeys jailed after eating expensive plants on prison grounds. Well, at least they weren't eating in a neighbor's yard, eating that guy's shit. Donkeys are jailed after eating expensive plants on prison land. In India, here we go in India again. No person or animal can escape the law. A herd of donkeys was thrown behind bars for 4 days after chowing down on some pricey plants outside the jail compound in utter Pradesh, according to local media. These donkeys had destroyed some very expensive plants. What are they, like orchids? Which our senior officer had arranged for planting inside the jail. And despite warnings, the owner let loose these animals. Here, so we detained the donkeys. The jail head constable, R.K. Mishra, told the Indian News. The donkeys were detained last Friday, sending their own owner into a frenzy to bust them from the joint, according to the news outlets. We're going to free the donkeys. The eight donkeys were detained last Friday, sending their owner in a frenzy. And, of course, I wonder if there's any bail for donkeys. Why don't you put the owner? The owner's responsible. Donkeys aren't going to do what? Why are you going to put the donkeys in jail? But it says here that the owner had a conjugal visit with the donkey, so everything's fine. Jackasses. Thanks, Craig. Exactly. I know in India, everybody shits everywhere. I mean, there's no real pub. There's no real, plumbing and shit there. You know what I mean? Chicago woman dies days after found with head stuck in the fence. Again. I mean... is there a wonder why we're losing to the rest of the world? Well, India is actually becoming one of the... India and China, right?
China.
Becoming one of those countries. But, Chicago woman dies days after she's found with her head stuck in the fence. A Chicago woman who was discovered near a bank Friday with her head stuck between the iron poles of a fence died on Monday. And Darwin is smiling. Linda Brigham, 64, was found face down with her head stuck in a fence near a PNC Bank branch on Friday near Chicago. Brigham was unresponsive when authorities discovered her, the report says. Brigham died Monday, and an autopsy was set to be performed on Tuesday, the Cook County Medical Officer said. Chicago police said it was not immediately clear how the woman became stuck in the fence. and what injuries she sustained. Police said that they believe Brigham got her head stuck accidentally, and the investigation was not in criminal nature. Okay. You're at a bank. Let's see if we can deductively figure out how this happened. You're at a bank. There's a fence there. And you say, I'm going to go stick my head behind between those fence poles. Was there money? That's, you know, it's got to be greed. It's got to be something with greed, like, right? Like she's reaching, you know, she's got to get through, you know, oh, that's a $10 bill, and she's trying to reach, and she's sticking her head there, and she got stuck. Hey, how did Grandma die? She got her head stuck in the fence. Really? What was she doing? Nobody knows. She just found her, and she was stuck in the fence next to the bank. What do you think it was? I have no idea. She was very nosy, Grandma. Maybe she saw some shit on there. She couldn't tell if it was a dog or human shit. And she said, it's a pretty big shit for a dog. I'm going to look at it closer. We have too many people on this earth, trust me. Woman finds $1 million lottery ticket in husband's backpack, along with a stripper's phone number. I just made that up. Woman finds a $1 million lottery ticket in her husband's backpack. On December 4th, a woman who found a $1 million winning Virginia lottery ticket in her husband's backpack said he told her he had thought the ticket was a prank. Rose Abera of Avalon, Texas, told the lottery official she and her husband were in Virginia while he worked on a construction project. Abera said she was cleaning out her husband's backpack when he found a Hot Million Multiplier scratch-off ticket that appeared to be a $1 million winner. She bought the ticket to her husband, who said it had been given to him by a friend and he had put it in his backpack after scratching it off because he thought it was a joke. Sounds to me like he didn't want to tell her, and he was going to wait and then get rid of her and then keep the money. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you don't, I thought it was a phony. Yeah. The ticket turned out to be no joke, and Ibera chose a lump sum of $561,798. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want $500,000 right now? I could retire. Well, I almost retired, but I could retire with $500,000 right now. Right? What's up, Joe Nay? $500,000 would be great. I mean, if I had $500,000 right now, I'd pay off my house. And I wouldn't have to worry about a mortgage payment. And I would probably work one day a week. And I definitely wouldn't shit anybody's yard. But I think I'd do it with $500,000. I think I'd be cool. I think I'd be good. I really do. And let's see. What are we going to use as our last story? Yeah, this is perfect. This is a perfect last story for the day, by the way. DUI suspect dances on car and then flees on a kid's scooter. Reno, Nevada, where I'm going to be December 26th through the 31st at the Laugh Factory. Police say a Nevada woman was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after she drove down a highway the wrong way, danced atop her SUV, and attempted to flee from officers on a kid's scooter. I wonder how that's going to look on the and when she goes to trial. I was not drunk. Let's go to the tape, Bill. Police in the city of Sparks answered a call Saturday for a wrong-way driver and found 27-year-old Sabra Bouley's Jeep Cherokee some 20 yards up a hill off a highway. Officer said Bouley was acting erratically and dancing on top of the Cherokee before attempting to get away on a kid's scooter. Give me that scooter, kid. Police detained Bali and took her to the hospital before she was booked into the Washoe County Jail, where she shared a hospital bed next to a drunk possum. She was arrested on suspicion of possession of controlled substances, trafficking MDMA. There you go. That'll do it. Little, what do we call that? MDMA. I forgot what it's called. Oh, it's called MDA. Destruction of property and resisting arrest. There you go. And hearing this kind of news is always interesting, because then you don't think you're that bad, right? I mean, think about it. You're not shitting anybody's yard. You know, You're not dancing on your car drunk. You know, you really got to be high to do stuff like that. Just saying. But, hey, that's all we have time here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank you guys for joining us on Facebook Live. And also, don't forget, guys, if you're listening to us on Facebook Live, you can go to our podcast at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over 670 episodes you can choose from over there. We also are heard on Bubba Army Radio on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6, if you want to check us out there. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and you can follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And, again, this coming shows, if you're in Tulsa, I'll be in the Tulsa Loony Bin this week, Wednesday through Saturday. And next week I'll be at the Loony Bin in Oklahoma City. For those of you in Florida, I'm going to be on December 23rd. You can catch me at the Holiday Hilarity Comedy Show at the Meisner Park Comedy Club in Meisner Park in Boca Raton. It's for charity, so come and do that. And don't forget, the 26th of December through December 31st, I'm going to be in Nevada, in Reno, Nevada, at the Laugh Factory, opening up for my good friend Joey Medina. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a great week. Happy holidays to everybody. And I'll be back next week, probably with one of the headliners joining me here in one of the hotels or the condo. And we'll talk about the news and everything else, guys. Again, thanks for listening. God bless. And we'll see you here next time at the same spot. Take care.
People on
the
earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started.